SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From SBS Examines, I'm Olivia Diorio. SBS Examines is here to dispel misinformation and disinformation impacting social cohesion. Last week, we looked at some of the world's biggest democracies to see how disinformation, amplified by artificial intelligence, impacted elections in India and the United States of America. In this episode, we head back home as Australia nears a federal election and ask, what can we expect from AI and how can we best protect Australians from misleading information? Artificial intelligence is still a new technology people are trying to understand, including researchers. A recent study out of the United Kingdom's Alan Turing Institute found AI was used in malicious ways in most major elections, but there is a lack of evidence that it measurably affected any election results. So, if AI may not sway voters, is it such a big deal? Well, the study found AI does have a significant impact on trust. Trust in the wider democratic system by polluting our information environment. So, with a federal election creeping closer, should the use of AI be regulated? Well, according to a government document, Australia's current regulatory system is not fit to respond to AI's distinct risks. What has been done is the release of two official publications proposing guardrails and offering a voluntary AI safety standard. And in September of 2024, the policy for the responsible use of AI in government was adopted by a majority of Commonwealth entities and companies. This includes the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet and the Australian Electoral Commission.
Political candidates play a very important role in setting the tone from the top and showing leadership about responsible and transparent use of this technology.
Zoe J. Hawkins is the Deputy Executive Director of the Tech Policy Design Institute. She says politicians should ensure AI is used responsibly and ethically, particularly as public trust in AI and the government's use of it is low.
But it's important that when we have this national conversation, we keep balance and so that we do not entrench fear and distrust both in democracy and our national institutions, but also in the technology itself.
The policy for the responsible use of AI in government exists to provide baseline requirements on governance, assurance, and transparency of AI. But there isn't a policy for everyday Australians.
Use of these widely available generative AI technologies plays a huge role in the volume of content that voters are wading through online.
We only have to look at the Indigenous Voice to Parliament referendum in 2023, where a Melbourne businessman ran his own campaign using AI-generated ads allegedly depicting an Indigenous person encouraging viewers to vote no. Yet, despite the recent proposal, standard and policy when it comes to AI, there are still no specific laws around its use.
Given how close the election is looming, it's too late for major legislative reform for Australia. This is an opportunity to educate Australians on these very issues, on digital competency, on how to spot generative content.
Australians can definitely expect to see deepfakes, chatbots, misleading images and more during campaigning as a federal election nears. But it's important to know the creators of such content don't actually have to tell you it's created with AI. Platforms like Meta and TikTok have signed on to the AI Elections Accord, which commit them to providing context to users if they come across a piece of AI-generated content. But analysing that content does take time, which means thousands, if not millions, of users may have already come across it. And with no laws in place, the Australian Electoral Commission can't prevent any AI-generated misinformation either.
So there are no laws that prohibit the use of AI technology at this election, just like there are no laws prohibiting the use of social media or even radio advertising. We're completely agnostic when it comes to technology.
Alex Morris is a spokesperson for the Australian Electoral Commission. He says any form of communication that could influence voters in an election may need an authorisation message. This must include the name of who approved it and an address. But it doesn't need to include any disclaimers that it was created with AI.
The 2025 election is certainly going to be the first federal election in which what we now think of as AI technology is going to be a factor in some way. That's things like chatbots, it's things like access to deepfakes, which has been made very, very easy compared to how it was even 3 years ago at the 2022 federal election.
He says after following the biggest elections last year, AI didn't actually end up undermining the integrity of the voting process, which is what the AEC is most concerned about.
What we're saying going into an election year in Australia in 2025 is that when it comes to AI, the message is to be alert but not alarmed. If you see something that you can't quite guarantee the accuracy of, if you're not sure it's quite right, don't share it before you've done the checking.
At this point in time, AI won't be overthrowing any elections. But what it will be doing is affecting our trust in democracy.
The public needs to be absolutely aware of, you know, how to detect those deep fake technologies and be aware of the technology and what are the impacts.
Dr. Sharia Kaiser is a senior lecturer in the Department of Information Systems and Business Analytics at RMIT University. He says it is up to voters to determine what is real and what is fake.
Make sure you are going to verify the source before believing in something. Be aware of if some content is trying to invoke an emotional responses. Be cautious and then think about before reacting into something. And in terms of, you know, detecting video deepfakes, there are some telling signs. So we see that unnatural blinking of eyes. And especially we see pixelated pictures sometimes, and also look for whether the lips and expression, everything is syncing, or the hand gestures as well. So sometimes they don't actually match with the content.
This episode was produced and presented by Olivia Diorio. To find out more, visit sbs.com.au/sbsexamines. And if you see any deepfakes or questionable content in the lead-up to the election, let us know by sending an email to sbsexamines@sbs.com.au.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.